This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. With uncertainty about funding for SNAP and food share benefits during the federal government shutdown, the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry is expanding its hours in November. A press release from OACP said the pantry will be open on Saturday, November 8th and November 22nd from 10 a.m. until noon to help meet the increased need caused by delayed food share benefits. More than 17,000 Winnebago County residents rely on food share every month. In the Oshkosh area, 40% of those are children and 10% are seniors. For more information or to make a donation, visit oacptoday.org. Sixth Congressional District Democratic candidate Joey Marshall of Berlin is calling for an end to political violence after he was attacked outside of his rural Washera County home in October.
I'm out in public all the time. I'm talking about things. A lot of people may not agree with the views that I'm making, but it may be a combination of the thing that I'm an openly gay man running as a candidate, but I think it has to be something dealing with political.
On Saturday, Marshall and several supporters armed with signs reading "Stop Political Violence," "Love Trump's Hate," and "Kindness Over Cruelty" picketed outside of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office. If you're still not sure who you will vote for in next year's gubernatorial race, you're not alone. A new Marquette poll shows most Wisconsin voters, Republicans and Democrats alike, haven't picked a candidate yet. About 70% of GOP voters and more than 80% of Democrats say they are undecided going into the 2026 primary. The survey also found that only 6% of those surveyed have heard a lot about the campaigns. The primary is still 9 months away. Most voters say they just don't know enough at this point to make a decision. Social Security benefits are getting a cost of living increase. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The Social Security Administration announced that Social Security benefits, including old age, survivors, and disability insurance, and supplemental security income payments for 75 million Americans will increase 2.8% in 2026. On average, Social Security retirement benefits will increase by about $56 per month starting in January. Over the last decade, the cost of living adjustment increase has averaged about 3.1%. The COLA was 2.5% in 2025. Nearly 71 million Social Security beneficiaries will see a 2.8% COLA beginning in January 2026. Increased payments to nearly 7.5 million people receiving SSI will begin on December 31, 2025. Social Security begins notifying people about their new benefit amount by mail starting in early December.
Wisconsin's the only place in the nation where Veterans Day is not a state holiday. And now some lawmakers want to change that. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
It started out as Armistice Day in 1919, marking the end of World War I. It became a federal holiday about 20 years later, and then in the 50s was renamed Veterans Day to honor all who served. Over time, 49 states have made it a state holiday, and Wisconsin is the only holdout. State Representative Maureen McCarville.
We are better than that. We have to be better than that.
Democratic lawmakers have introduced three bills that would benefit veterans, including one to make Veterans Day a state holiday. That idea has been floating around for years. It passed the state Senate in 2017, but the Assembly never voted on it. And in Governor Tony Evers' state budget proposal, he wanted to make Veterans Day and Juneteenth state holidays. But Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee removed those provisions. Jim Gingras is a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel.
These are not partisan issues. These are Wisconsin issues. And honestly, I know that the legislature can come together and find the compromise solution, to find that way to come together to honor those who have served us, to honor those who have been willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. So I'm looking forward to hearing about how these bills move forward because they are really about Wisconsin and helping Wisconsin be better.
Making it a state holiday means state offices would be closed and school districts that close for state holidays would cancel class. Democrats' package of bills also creates a veterans mental health grant program and adds funding to the Missing in Action Recovery Program. All three proposals would need Republican support to pass. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The third annual Crossroads 41 Music Festival will feature a couple of country music's biggest stars from today and the 90s. Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, Tracy Byrd, and David Lee Murphy will all appear. Crossroads 41 announced the partial lineup of the three-day festival last week. In addition to the country artist, rapper Wiz Khalifa will shake things up. The third Crossroads 41 will be August 6th through the 8th, 2026. For more information, see our story at WISS.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on their rival, the Pacers, in Indiana tonight. It's the first time Bucks center Miles Turner will face his former team.
The next time we see you, we'll be in Indiana. Gonna go there.
At this point, anything I say will or can be used against me in a court of law. So I'm just looking forward to coming back to a place that I've been for 10 years.
College hoops. The Badgers at home against Campbell University. Last week, we told you that forward Elijah Gray, a transfer from Temple, was dropped from the Wisconsin men's team. ESPN reporting now Gray may be involved in that investigation regarding gambling by both college and NBA players. NFL, the Packers lose to the Panthers 16-13, and they may have lost tight end Tucker Kraft to a season-ending knee injury.
Is Tucker's injury serious?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
How do you overcome him?
It's going to be tough. It is what it, but it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a bit breezy today with wind out of the west gusting to near 30. That will lead to elevated grassland fire risk issues, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, sunny with a high in the mid-50s today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, not as windy, in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.